Hello and welcome to Wattcast. My name is Roger Watson, and these podcasts are dedicated to readings of various articles that I've had published in newspapers and magazines. They reflect my views on politics, the pandemic, and current affairs. Thank you very much for listening. Britain is a laughingstock. This is my column for The New Conservative of the 12th of January, 2023. There's no need to turn on the copious comedy channels available on our televisions. The ongoing comedy show that is otherwise described as the United Kingdom knocks them all into a cocked hat. First of all, teachers. With nurses, train drivers and university lecturers taking strike action, the teachers' unions were feeling left out. They too have decided that they want a piece of the action, or, more accurately, inaction. In the same way as the nursing unions seem to have given up caring for the patients, the teachers' unions no longer seem to care about their pupils. It's hard to know where to start with the adverse effects of the COVID-19 measures, but lockdown has left children and teenagers traumatised. Their education has been adversely affected, thousands have still not returned to school after lockdown, and nobody seems to know where they are. And the same people who not only complied with the lockdown policies, but repeatedly called for tougher and more prolonged lockdown measures, are now preparing to finish the job of ruining the educational chances of a whole generation. Perhaps that's not heard you rolling about with laughter, but there's more to come. Next, Border Patrol. This one will have you cracking up, I promise. Kraken spelt K-R-A-K-E-N. Having given up all pretence at policing our shores, making serious efforts to dissuade illegal immigration or taking appropriate measures with the hundreds of thousands who do arrive, on 5th of January, the UK government devolved this function to the general public. Those of us living on the coast are urged to look for warning signs such as seeing boats moored up in strange or isolated places at strange times and boats unloading scared or suspicious people. This so-called Operation Kraken is described as a joint law enforcement operation tackling maritime border crime. It's not entirely clear between whom this is a joint operation, but presumably it replaces the previous joint operation between the people smugglers and the UK Border Force, whereby the former rake in huge profits by sticking people into rubber dinghies on the French coast, and the latter provides tea and friendly welcoming parties along the southeast coast of the UK. Next, catch a bus. Every cloud is a silver lining, and there appears to be one coming the way of your local bus service. Ditch all your outmoded ideas regarding taking a bus. Activities like shopping, visiting friends, going to the pub, or just keeping dry on a rainy day are so yesterday. Never mind the AA or the RAC, our local bus service should be regarded as the fourth emergency service, since GPs, along with most of the public, have given up any notion of being able to summon an ambulance, even if you have a heart attack. Instead, they're advising people to get on the bus if you have chest pain, preferably one that is heading to your local hospital. For all sorts of reasons, this is a bad idea. With cutbacks in bus services, you're likely to be a frozen corpse by the time the bus arrives. If you do survive to hail a passing bus, you will almost certainly have a Sean Connery when you see the price of the ticket. They say laughter is the best medicine. Soon it may be the only medicine.
This podcast was produced in association with youthpublications.com.